Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. That city's latest shooting death is a 10-year-old boy. He was one of two people hit in a drive-by in Queens last night. More than half a dozen shootings reported over the city last night. Police say this child and a 29-year-old man, described as a relative of his, were walking into a building at 342 Beach Street in Far Rockaway around 9:30 when the gunfire started. The child was hit in the stomach, taken to the hospital where he died. The 29-year-old was hit in the shoulder and is expected to survive. Police are still looking for suspects. A 12-year-old girl was wounded in one of the other shootings last night. She was hit in the ankle. A 25-year-old man suffered a chest wound in Mount Eden in this incident around 6 p.m. Police looking for suspects. There's also a shooting around 4:30 a.m. on East 26th Street in Manhattan. 29-year-old man taken to Bellevue with a head wound. It's unclear at this point if the shooter and victim knew each other. And police are asking for your help in finding the suspect in a fatal shooting in Brooklyn from last weekend. Happened just after midnight on Saturday, May 29th, inside an apartment on Pacific Street in the Weeksville section of Brooklyn. A man shot 22-year-old Hakeem Norman to death. Police have now released video of that suspect and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Oh, it's not really a heat wave? Well, the Central Park temperature was 89 yesterday, so not the official start of a heat wave, but it sure felt plenty hot around here. It's going to be hotter today. Protesters and police got into it in Washington Square Park last night. More than 20 people were arrested as police worked to clear the park. Reports from the scene say protesters threw glass bottles and police used pepper spray. Video also shows police dragging people and trying to push them with their bicycles. And there's Twitter video of a woman threatening to slash officers' throats and of a guy coming after cops with a broken bottle. That guy was one of the 22 people arrested. No word so far on names or charges. Another nasty hate incident in Midtown. Police say a panhandler threw water and slurs at an Asian woman and her young daughter after she turned her down. It happened Wednesday morning as the woman and her six-year-old waited for a school bus at West 43rd Street and 3rd Avenue. A woman in her 20s came up to the pair and asked the mom for money. Mom said no. Suspect went into a nearby Starbucks and came back out with a cup of water, threw it at the woman and child, yelling obscenities and slurs. The water hit him in the feet and nobody was hurt. Police are still looking for that suspect. MTA bus driver was attacked by a passenger yesterday when he just asked the guy to turn down his music. It happened on BX-41 in East Fordham Road and Webster Avenue in the Fordham section of the Bronx just before 5 p.m. 66-year-old driver asked that rider to lower the volume. The guy slugged him, then just got off the bus and ran away down Webster Avenue. The driver was taken to St. Barnabas in unknown condition. Police are looking for the suspect. A high-profile endorsement in the mayor's race. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says civil rights lawyer Maya Wiley is her choice for mayor.
We have an option of a candidate who can center people, racial justice, economic justice, and climate justice, that didn't just come up to run for mayor, but has experience and has a lifetime of dedication to this.
Wiley's been in the lower tier in most of the polls. One of the candidates who's in the top of the pack, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, put out a statement slamming both AOC and Wiley, saying they're putting slogans and politics ahead of public safety. The Belmont Stakes was back on Long Island yesterday with a crowd and protesters.
This is a much smaller crowd than in years past because capacity is being limited for safety reasons connected to COVID. But it's still expected to bring a lot of money into this area. I spoke to one woman whose parents own a nearby deli. She says they're already seeing an economic boost that they hadn't seen in the past year.
Even if it's just for a bottle of water, you know, when people go to their parked cars, when they leave them on, you know, local streets, they pass by, they're hungry, they're thirsty, so it's great.
In order to attend, everyone has to either be vaccinated or recently tested negative for COVID-19. But not everyone was pleased at the race's return. Earlier, there were some animal rights advocates protesting at the entrance. They believe the horses here are mistreated, saying 22 have died at this racetrack this year because of animal abuse. Fahmy Redwood, 1010 Winds at Belmont Racetrack.
New worries about foxes on Staten Island. That's the time a fox chased a chicken. This time, the fox caught a turkey. North Shore resident telling the Advance the animal snatched it right off the middle of the street and dragged it away into a wooded area. Residents worried because kids play nearby. City Parks officials say foxes are not uncommon and people shouldn't approach them and make some loud noises to scare them off if they get too close. There are new worries about foxes on Staten Island. That's actually the sound of the time the fox chased a chicken. This time the fox caught a turkey. A North Shore resident telling the Advance the animal snatched the turkey from the middle of a street and dragged it away to a wooden area. Hint, it ate it. The resident says he's worried because kids play nearby and could be attacked by the foxes. City Parks officials say foxes are not uncommon and generally are more afraid of you than you are of them. They warn people not to approach them. They say the best thing you can do is make a lot of noise and scare them away if they come near. And please keep your cats inside.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.